Luke nodded. The Sith must not be forced to act prematurely. Innocent beings could be harmed. And we also must make sure we strike when they are at their most vulnerable.
You didn't tell Captain Solo or Jaina?
Asked Vistara.
When their wife and mother was arrested? Could you not trust them?
Jaina isn't a master, Luke said. I can't give her preferential treatment simply because Leia is her mother. And Han? Well, Han can't easily conceal his feelings, particularly when they regard his family. Any Sith worth the name would pick up on his lack of distress right away, and our advantage would be destroyed. She smiled a little.
Rather calculated and unfeeling for a Jedi, she said.
It was what was necessary for the greater good, Luke said. They all understand.
Ben turned to Vistara.
You know this Warcon guy. What motivated him to arrest Leia? And do you think she's in any real danger?
He took Leia to make sure that the last Jedi on Coruscant would be safely watched,
Vistara said without hesitation.
And to cement his personal power. To capture and contain such a prize reflects well on him. As for whether he'll harm her, I don't think so. Not right away, at least. She's too important and beloved a personage to openly harm, and any accident would be far too suspicious. And she's a marvelous bargaining chip if it comes to that. A famous political figure, and the sister of Grand Master Luke Skywalker. But she's not going to be released anytime soon. I can tell you that much.
I agree with Vistara on all counts, Luke said. Upsetting as it is, we can't make any attempt to rescue her until we're ready to move on all the Sith on Coruscant. She'll be all right.
So we're still going after ship first? Asked Ben.
He might understand his father's logic, but he clearly didn't think he had to like it. Let me put it to you this way. Do you want to handle ship and Abeloth and the Sith all at the same time?
No, Ben said.
So plot a course, Luke said. The sooner we're done with ship, the sooner we can head home.